What else you need?
Well, I'm gonna scribble things down from time to time. I'm just taking note of what we, you know, what we get, because some of the items that we,
yeah,
we're really looking for might come up in conversation. It just save us a little time. These questions are really all, I hope, very obvious. If they're not, it's probably my fault. But just what we're looking for is just the first thing that comes into your mind. You know, we're just trying to get different kinds of expressions. The first bunch of things has to do with the weather, of all things. What happened between yesterday when it was cloudy and today when there's a nice blue sky?
Clear.
The weather did what?
What?
The weather did what? You say the weather is...
Are you asking for a description of the weather yesterday or today?
Well, the change between...
Oh, the yesterday. Change.
The weather did what?
I would say cleared up. What did you?
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Do they ever have any... describe some of the different types of rain that they have around here, different rainstorms that they might have.
Well, we get occasionally some, I would call them violent thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
And the lightning can be quite severe.
Mm-hmm.
And with those, we usually get some pretty strong winds.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a few in through here in the past 10 years that caused extensive damage,
mm-hmm,
particularly to shade trees, and blew some roofs off and things like that. And then, of course, there's other times when we get a pretty steady drizzle, you might say, for days.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the summertime we get some sudden showers that last for 30 minutes and then the sun comes out. That, I think, is just about cover the...
two other real quick questions. What do you have any term to describe it when you have just it rains just enough maybe to wet things down, just a real light rain, real briefly? Did you have a word for that?
Well, I don't know. We call them a sprinkle.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have any word for a real heavy rain, maybe heavy enough that it'd wash things down? Any kind of jocular term?
Two or three old time expressions come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now and then you hear somebody saying that yesterday we had a goose drowner.
Mm.
Did you ever hear that one?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Anything else?
You think of any other term? And a downpour.
A downpour?
That's common, of course.
Frog strangler.
A frog strangler? Okay. This is really the sort of thing we're looking for. I gotta watch this tape because it's real close to running out. I know why it's close to running out, because I forgot to reset the speed. They haven't just set that it's at 3 3/4. I'll reset it after this side. What do you call a condition when you can't see across the street? I mean, it's real dangerous to drive. A lot of times in the spring and fall you get this.
We just call them foggy.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. And the substance itself is, you say can't see across the street because of the what?
Fog.
Okay.
That's
all right.
That's the only expression we
I just want to hear the pronunciation.
Yeah.
What do you call it when you don't get, maybe you don't get this around here, but if you have a lot of, you don't get any rain, maybe enough to kill the crops, real bad for the crops, what do you call that?
Well, that's known as a drought.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about a long dry spell,
mm-hmm,
you know. That's about the only term that I think of.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a drought and a dry spell?
I would say that if there was any difference, it was the drought was a condition